The Assembly will please come to order. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Nevada lawmakers are now in their third week of the session, and as bills make their way through the committee process, legislative priorities are becoming clear. Back in control of both the Assembly and the Senate, Democrats recently unveiled the newest iteration of their Nevada blueprint. Senate Majority Leader Aaron Ford of Las Vegas says the agenda lays the framework for the next 102 days of the session.
Our goal is to empower families in this state, and that's not just rhetoric. In each and every principle in our blueprint, you will find at least one bill associated with this legislative session.
The agenda itself is similar to one published in 2015. It focuses on drafting bills that expand child care for working families, boost workforce development, preserve public lands. They also want to reform public education funding and protect Nevadans with health care under the Affordable Care Act in case the federal law is repealed. Freshman Democratic Senator Julia Ratty of Sparks says the plan would benefit her district.
I represent the urban core, and we have lots of folks who are making well below the median wage in our community, who are struggling to afford their housing, who are really facing some challenges to be able to achieve the opportunity that all Nevadans should have.
But Republicans are already gearing up for a fight. On the same day Democrats released their blueprint, Assembly Republicans released their agenda, otherwise known as the Battleborn Priorities. It outlines goals like implementing and funding education savings accounts, protecting the Second Amendment, and creating more government accountability. But for Republican Senator Don Gustafson of Sparks, their goal is to play defense, especially on school vouchers.
Our top priorities are to kind of maintain the bills and that we passed last session. I think we have several really good bills that we did get passed and through, especially this education savings account. So I'd like to keep protect that as much as we can.
Despite their intentions, Republicans don't have many options to stop the majority. However, Democrats don't have the numbers to override a gubernatorial veto of potentially controversial bills. One of the most contentious thus far is the idea of increasing the minimum wage. Republicans and business groups adamantly oppose the change, and majority leadership, including Speaker Jason Frierson, are hesitant to voice support.
What we're supporting is having this conversation. Where we end up and what ultimately is best, I think we can arrive to after we hear from all of the stakeholders and how it impacts them. That's what the hearings process is for. And by starting that conversation, I think we'll get some valuable insight and find out, you know, how it actually impacts businesses and how it can help families.
Assemblyman Ira Hansen is unsure Governor Sandoval has the political will to use his veto pen on much of the Democratic agenda, including minimum wage.
I hope that the governor returns to the conservative governor that I knew in 2011 and 2013 and not the much more liberal governor that we saw in 2015. But right now it's a crapshoot. We don't know.
Along with not knowing how the governor will fit into the larger legislative picture, lawmakers now also need to focus on what role the federal administration will play in the state, especially when it comes to health care and recreational marijuana. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.